Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Well, anyone who's been outside today will have noticed the unseasonably warm weather. Alan O'Reilly, who runs the Carlo Weather social media account, is on the line now for a quick chat about this. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Claire.
So, record temperatures in Dublin last night, but not what we'd expect for November.
No, now, it depends on when you measure the nighttime temperature. Some people do it from 9 to 9, but temperatures stayed close or above 15 degrees in some parts of Dublin last night, which could be one of the warmest November nights ever on record. Shannon Airport didn't dip below 15 degrees either. And already at 10 a.m. this morning, Newport Furness in County Mayo was up to 17 degrees. So it was a very, very mild night for pretty much any time of the year, never mind November.
That's extraordinary. And what's the meteorological explanation for this, and how long is it likely to last?
Well, we have high pressure out to the east of us and we have low pressure to the west, and that's creating some very strong southerly winds, because obviously most people will have noticed the strong winds as well yesterday and this morning. So it's bringing up some very mild air from the south. We're trapped under some very kind of dense cloud as well, so temperatures didn't get to drop down overnight. The winds will slowly abate through today, and temperatures will still stay quite mild, 15, 16, 17 degrees today. Bit of a dull and a damp start in the west, and that'll move across the country. So it's going to stay kind of cloudy and dull and damp, but temperatures still staying mild over the weekend. But it does look like now next week we will see temperatures drop back to normal, not cold, just normal, which funnily enough, a lot of people wonder what normal is this time of the year. About 10 degrees of a high is normal for this time of the year.
Okay, but it can often feel colder, can't it? You can have a feel of 7 degrees when it's 10, which is probably that's how we normally would be experiencing November.
Absolutely, yeah. The wind chill factor would generally make it feel maybe 6-7 degrees. And we also would expect to have some frost, and we're really not seeing frost. We're seeing plants flowering. I have a plant at the front door that's flowering again. So unfortunately, nature is very much upside down at the moment. And really, we do need to see some normal weather. The lawnmowers are still going, which in November is a bit crazy. And unfortunately, the rain is going to keep coming as well. And we know that from climate change, that the warmer the air, the more moisture and the more these extreme rainfall events. So that unfortunately does mean we're going to see more rain.
And when it comes to climate change, we have been warned about this, haven't we? We've been told that we'd have warmer winters and wetter summers in this country.
Absolutely. And you know, it's hard to pick any one individual event, but I think we've all seen the exceptionally mild and wet October and the start of November. And I think no matter what people are saying or looking at, it really is starting to bear out in reality now for most people.
Okay, something else, Alan, I want to ask you about is the weather in Qatar. We were talking about the World Cup, which is starting next weekend. And the temperatures have been a concern, obviously, right from the start when it was awarded. It was moved from the summer to the winter. What is the prediction for temperatures there when the World Cup starts?
Yeah, I was looking at the temperatures yesterday. There was highs of 38 degrees in Doha, and they didn't drop below 27 degrees at nighttime. So you're looking at temperatures from the mid-20s at nighttime lows up to the high 30s. Now, it can drop a little bit back from that, but it can also get a little bit hotter. But you're looking at temperatures in the high 30s during the day and then not dropping below 20, 25 degrees at nighttime. So very challenging conditions. I know I heard you talking to the minister there. There's a lot of issues with it, but the weather is certainly going to play its part. I know there's a lot of investment in air conditioning, and a lot of the stadiums apparently are going to have air conditioning. It'll be interesting to see how that responds. I tweeted some of the stats yesterday, and someone replied with pictures of Steve Staunton from the USA World Cup with the hat and the sweat. And I think we thought that was a hot World Cup, but really we're in for something very unusual.
Yeah, and the irony of bringing in more air conditioning to deal with a problem caused in part, I'm sure, by air conditioning being used and overused. Alan, thanks very much for joining us. It's Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather. Back after this quick break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.